Mildred Phillips. Mildred Phillips. 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 6/16/41. Today is 6/28. Miss Phillips is an 82-year-old woman that lives with her wonderful, sweet daughter, Carol, who's her primary caregiver. She suffers from end-stage dementia, DJD, knee pain, hip pain, is wheelchair-bound, minimal hypertension, no diabetes, and positive history of COPD, period. Only surgery she's had is a fatty tumor removed from her breast. Family history, dad died of prostate cancer, mom died of old age and dementia. Medication, Tramadol, 50 milligram, PRN for pain, Tessalon, pearls for cough, Tizanidine for muscle spasm, 4 milligram, Norvasc, 2.5 milligram once a day, and D3 vitamins, period. New paragraph, review of system. She's confused. Tells me that they had a flood a year ago, which was over 3 years ago, and destroyed their house. She doesn't remember who she is most of the time. She has severe sundowner syndrome that affects her sleep, and the pain medication helps her rest. She also is not eating as much. She's lost some weight. Even though she's obese, she definitely has lost some weight and is more confused and more weak. The patient is ADL-dependent now, most ADL-dependent with bowel and bladder incontinent, period. COVID immunization up to date, allergy augmentin, blood pressure 140 over 70, pulse 88, respirations 18, and febrile, heart positive, small positive, two lungs, clear, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash or mucosa with an lesion, lower extremity shows decreased turgor. Assessment, 82-year-old woman with end-stage dementia associated with weight loss, decreased weight, sundowner, weakness, high risk of fall, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent. Lives with her daughter, who's her primary caregiver, and much diminished mentation. Number two, hypertension control. Number two, history of fatty liver removal from her breast. Stable. Next one is D3. Next one is vitamin D deficiency under treatment. Next one is sundowner. Next one is DJD. Next one is hip pain. Next one is tolerating tramadol well at this time. Next number, maybe a candidate for anxiolytic, but the family has decided against that for now. Thank you.